And we're also right now going to head down to southern Minnesota and visit with Lake Crystal Kent Thiessy. He is the vice president of MinStar Bank there. And Kent, give us a weather report.
Well, it's overcast, windy. We fortunately didn't get a whole lot of rain out of this system so far, and we haven't got any white stuff either. So that's all good news. I guess we can put up with a little wind. We were able to get a little bit of harvest work done this past week. We had probably two full days where we could harvest some soybeans, and got quite a few beans knocked out in that period, the ones that were ready. And not much corn taken out in this area yet, but at least we got a start on soybeans. And you know, yields have been kind of all over the board. There's been some fields yielding better than expected, and some fields have been where they planted a little later, and a few issues with too much water where the yields have been disappointing. So kind of what we expected heading into harvest, a lot of variation in yields. Most of the corn has been staying a little on the wet side yet. A lot of the corn hanging up there in that 25 to 30% moisture, and we certainly would like to see it down closer in the low 20s to harvest that corn and dry it down to that 15, 16% for safe storage.
Yeah, up here, we've got the same issue, but not only is the corn a little wet, the fields are wet. Nobody's harvesting because of the snow today, but it was the rain the last couple of days. So somebody said their bar bill is going to be higher than their propane bill this year.
Well, that could happen. We're kind of on the edge because the month of September, our area here had 2 to 3 times our normal rainfall, and then the first week of October, we got another 3 to 5 inches. So farmers got to watch where they go in the fields, and we're kind of hanging on with this system because certainly another inch or two of rain could put us in real tough shape in a hurry as well.
For sure. Well, everybody, even all the way down into the I states, everybody's in the same muddy soup. So we'll just have patience, be safe, and maybe combine on Thanksgiving Day. That's not the first time that's happened.
Well, it's going to be a long fall, and as you said, I think really emphasize the safe part because there's already been a few farm accidents around here and there, and everybody gets in a hurry, shorter day length. Be safe on the farm, and those of us that aren't farming, be safe driving and pay attention.
For sure. All right. The reason we've got Kent Thiessy on today is because next weekend, not this weekend, it's next weekend down at the Minnesota Fairgrounds. It is the Minnesota Beef Expo, annual event celebrating the beef industry in Minnesota. And is this more of a youth-oriented event, or are there a lot of adults involved too, Kent?
Well, it has a heavy emphasis on youth events. This event's been going 20 years now, and intentionally, you know, normally you wouldn't schedule a major beef cattle event probably in the middle of harvest season, but at least for youth from Minnesota, the third weekend of October is what's typically called MEA, Minnesota Education Weekend, and kids don't have school on Thursday and Friday that weekend, so it was kind of a natural to have a event at the state fairgrounds, and it's also before kind of the last hurrah before a lot of the facilities at the state fair go into their winter mode and are not used winter months. So it all kind of came together, and it's been successful. We do a lot on youth activities, but there's certainly exhibits and cattle sale and those things that are for all cattle producers, really anybody interested in agriculture and the livestock industry.
Now, things get going next Thursday, the 17th, and I see a youth knowledge bowl, and you get the kids down there. You got 4-member teams participating in a competition that tests their knowledge of the cattle and the beef industry. That's cool.
Right. Yeah, we got 3 different age groups. We try to have a wide variety of youth activities during the 4 days, and Thursday's actually entry day, but we have our youth knowledge bowl that day, and I think last year we had about 20 teams and three age groups have participated. And by the way, it's called the Minnesota Beef Expo, but we get youth from North and South Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and even a few other states that come in. So it's open to any youth, 4-H FFA members or junior breed association members that want to participate. And Thursday is also our symposium day. We have a beef cattle symposium for all the young people and adults that are taking part there with some different workshops. And that's been highly successful. And this year we have the Ninja Cowboy coming in as our keynote speaker. So that'll be kind of exciting. And so that's an exciting first day. Lots going on.
He's pretty popular. Lance Pekus, he's the message on healthy eating and how beef is an important part of a healthy diet. So, hey, good one. Teach the kids how important real meat protein is in these days of the Impossible Burger and everything.
Well, it is. And, you know, sometimes I think we try to hide our kids from some of the big issues out there and agriculture and the livestock industry, but there are our future leaders. So I think exposing them to some of these issues in a positive way and having some good discussions is a good thing.
Excellent. Super idea. All righty. But the point is, it's a cattle show. So how many kids are involved and what all are they doing?
Well, we get about 500 to 600 youth participating during the event. So once we get through Thursday, Friday's a big day with youth activities. We have a big youth judging contest. Last year, we had nearly 300 youth take part in that, judging six classes of cattle and see how they do in that. And then that afternoon, we get into the showmanship competition, and a large number of the youth take part in six different age groups in showmanship. Saturday is a big day. That's our sale cattle day. So we have a sale cattle show in the morning, and then starting at 11 o'clock, we'll have about 100 head of cattle sold, different breeds of breeding heifers, some prospect calves, steers and heifers that'll be sold. And the neat thing is, if young people buy a calf in the sale, they get to turn right around and show it. If it's a prospect calf, they can show it later Saturday afternoon. And if it's a breeding heifer or a calf, they can turn around and show it on Sunday. So it's kind of neat. You can buy the calf there. You've got whoever sold it to help you groom it and get it ready for the show. And so it's a real learning experience, and that's kind of what the Beef Expo is all about. Should mention Saturday, too, is our Saturday afternoon at 2:30, our Supreme Row event. We picked the Supreme Champions from the sale cattle, but we also announced the new Minnesota Beef Ambassadors for the year, and we have a program called the Minnesota Youth Beef Experience Program, and this is for youth that maybe haven't had the same opportunities as some others to have purebred heifers, and so we're going to be awarding 10 heifers to 10 deserving young people. We have breeders that help and breed associations that sponsor this and donate the heifers. And that's been a very popular event over the years. And I think we've awarded about 150 heifers now in the since this program started. So that's always exciting. And those that exhibited or got the heifers last year, bring them back, and we give an achievement award to whoever was the outstanding member from last year. And that's all announced Saturday. And Sunday is the big wrap-up day. That's our heifer show. We'll be showing probably around 700-plus breeding heifers in two rings that day, and that all concludes with a Supreme Championship. And throughout the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have a big trade show. We have food stands. It's free of charge. You can park anywhere on the fairgrounds. It's kind of a fun event, all at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds.
Yeah, I see the Hereford is the kind of the featured breed this year on your Sunday show. So, tip of the anybody you kind of got a little history with Herefords, like I do, I guess we ought to get there.
Well, I think the Hereford breed is popular, and they're actually the featured breed throughout the show. And in addition to getting the recognition of being our featured breed, That means they also provide us with volunteer help for all the various events that are going on with our junior show activities. They have a lot of volunteers that help. There's a couple of free feeds, and they help with volunteers to serve the food. And we're fortunate in Minnesota. The Minnesota Hereford Association is a great organization, both the adult organization and the youth organization. And as far as total numbers in the show, in the junior show, the Hereford breed is usually first or second for total numbers. So they're big supporters of the Minnesota Beef Expo.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Well, where do we get more info? Do you have like a website or a Facebook page?
You can just Google Minnesota Beef Expo and the website will come up and all the information's there. And if there's anybody that still wants to enter, you can enter until midnight Sunday night. So there's still some opportunities yet to enter either cattle or enter for the Knowledge Bowl or judging contest, any of those activities.
Next weekend, Thursday through Sunday, the 17th through the 20th, the Minnesota Beef Expo at the State Fairgrounds. All right, well, Kent, getting ready for that, and then looking ahead already to Farm Fest, where 2020 Farm Fest political forums might be quite the draw.
Well, they might be, and obviously we know we have a U.S. Senate race in Minnesota. Senator Tina Smith's up for re-election, and we're likely going to have two or three pretty hotly contested congressional races. And at least what some people are saying, Minnesota is going to be one of the hotly contested states as far as the presidential election, so it should be an exciting year.
For sure. Well, we'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, we'll head down to St. Paul next weekend. Hey, thank you so very much, Kent. We will check in with you again soon, and good luck with the harvest down in Southern Min.
Yeah, and good luck up there in Red River Valley of Minnesota, North Dakota, and the rest of the states up there. Hopefully we'll get a nice stretch of weather here.
Well, we're praying for it. So thank you much, Kent. Talk to you later.
You bet.
Bye now.